Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show that shares insights into how you can build your business once, with hosts Jerry Lowry and Jennifer Navarrete.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and I am joined by Sherry Lowry, who is sharing her knowledge on what it takes to build your business once. Over the course of the last 5 days, we've been talking about setting the mindset foundation. On today's show, Sherry dives even deeper. You know, Sherry, I can't wait to hear what you have to say today, because each day has just been something that increases my knowledge and builds on the day before.
Well, I'm glad we're being successful in doing that. That was one of our big goals. Well, today I have in mind something that comes from lots and lots of research and proven history, but is very common sense, which I always appreciate too. We're going to talk today about the INW model. Is for integrity, and being in integrity or out of integrity, or sometimes it's just a moot point and it's not really an integrity issue. And also the N, INW, the N is for needs, real core needs that we all might have, and they differ from each one of us, but we all do have them, and they're not a problem as long as we have a plan for how we're going to be able to meet those, and we have the right people in our life to do that, and we're engaged in the right endeavors to do that. And then the W part of this is what we all want to get to, which is the want part, W-A-N-T. And what is it that we most desire and would like to have more of, or to be able to be in charge of? And this all is based on Abraham Maslow's work. And a lot of us are familiar with his seven hierarchies of need, but what we're not so familiar with are the other levels on higher, up to 12. That got all the way to a lot of people have heard of his self-actualization work, and then he moved all the way into transcendence as well. And so we'll talk a little bit about that, but why this is important to building our business once is if we're taking these kinds of things into consideration at the very base foundation level, we will be taking care of a lot of the housekeeping in advance that we can prevent, because we'll be building on solid ground for us if we know. And this is why the Know Thyself kind of theme is what we've started with. So I don't know what you've realized, Jennifer, that you actually want now, in contrast to what you need, in contrast to where you are best served being and doing. But I'm really interested in hearing your own reflections of your changes in over time in those departments.
You know, this INW model, surprisingly enough, I had never heard of it until you mentioned it during the course of this past week, or actually it was yesterday. And I'm writing it down, and it makes a lot of sense. You know, you have to have integrity in what you're doing, because how can you do business over the long term unless you have integrity? And you want to do business with people who also have integrity, and then it becomes a win-win all the way around. And then what are the things we want? What are the things we need to get that done? In my case, it's a lot of equipment, a lot of tools, and it's also knowledge. And then what are some of the things I'd want? Well, maybe I want that more expensive microphone for podcasting, or maybe I want, also to do something nice for my family. Even though all is well now, it'd be nice to do something special, and maybe to do more of those special things, or be able to, purchase more of those higher-end caliber equipment. But do I absolutely have to have those things? No, but it sure would be nice to get there.
Right. Well, today we're going to be talking about how to do that and to stay comfortable with the doing of it, and not to put yourself out of integrity with that. And we could take that actually as an example. And then I have another one. A lot of people who know me know I have a green Miata convertible. What they don't know is it's a 2003 that I bought in 2005 used with 21,000 miles on it, and I literally used the INW model to determine if I should and could buy that and stay in integrity, because I had a top-of-the-line Honda at the time that still looked great. It was fully paid for. It had T-tops that opened, which Hondas only made maybe that 1 year. It drove great. I had gotten a standard shift on purpose because I really liked the experience of driving a sports car. But there was a period in time when I still lived in Houston where I had too much airport going back and forth, too much travel, too many, you know, colleagues and friends coming in to town, too much airport duty. And I just couldn't do it in a sports car. And at that point, I didn't want to have to maintain two cars. I was living alone. My kids were up and out, and I didn't need two cars. So for a few years, I had that Honda. I had it paid for. And a 2003 used Miata came on the market, $3,000 under Blue Book. That had been garage parked and was mostly brand new because it was a fourth car of a friend's. And I knew I had all these records. But I didn't think that, I mean, you don't just sell a top-of-the-line car that you're driving with no problems whatsoever to get a second sports car. So it was going to need to be my only car if I bought it. And so I applied the INW model to it. First of all, was it going to put me out of integrity to buy it financially because I had a paid-for car and I didn't need, you know, to be making car notes again? And so could I sell mine for what I needed to buy the Miata, number one? And number two, if not, and I had to make payments on it, was it gonna pinch anywhere else? I had two, at that time I had one grandchild, another one would soon be on the way, which we didn't know yet, and I was real involved with family and had specifically moved from Houston to Austin for family reasons. So when I looked at my bank account, no, it was not going to take me out of financial integrity, and it wasn't going to hurt anything in any significant way at all that I was doing with and for family. So it got to a need, and I came to the same agreement that you came to with myself. I would really like to have this. Do I need it? No. Can I make the decision from the W, just the one, you know, the want? And so the only hitch was picking up grandchildren, and because at that point I had one, so that wasn't a real issue until I talked to my daughter-in-law, and one of her relatives had been killed in a convertible in his teen years, and she had a real concern about me driving a grandchild in a convertible. Okay, so I had to make an arrangement, but it turned out that she and my son actually loved driving convertibles. They just had never had one, other than in my son's case, you know, when he was still living at home, and I always had a convertible because I always had a sports car. So that was the agreement we made, that I would trade cars with them when they weren't going to have a child in it, and I would take one of their cars if I needed to do errands or pick up at school or do anything like that with one of the grandkids. Or I'd rent a car, or I'd trade with another friend. So I bought it. I'm still driving it in 2017. It's got another 100,000 miles in it. So that
was
how I resolved that.
Wow, that's a great investment.
And I know, and it's turned out to be a great investment overall in all ways. Plus, it's on my website. I mean, I'm kind of known in a way by that car. I can park it in Austin anywhere, and I can get around town pretty well with our traffic now. So it's turned out to be a good thing. I don't know if you've got to work any example of that, but I know with your equipment, for example, and the expense with that, I am pretty sure that you put what you have bought to very, very good use. So I'll stop right there, but we will talk more about the INW model as we go on today.
No, definitely. I think for me, one of the things that I bought myself recently is that I do podcast production. I do it for a living. I've been doing podcasting for many years, and there was this pie in the sky for me microphone that I had always wanted. It's called the Heil PR40. It's, you know, about right under $400. And for some reason, I just always felt like it was too, and it's not expensive if you look at the big picture, but it just seemed like such a luxury to spend that on a single piece of equipment. And it just, in my head, for some reason, it just seemed too much. So I would buy $150 mics. I would buy $70 mics. And those were all fine and dandy. They did really well. But this past year, I finally gave myself permission to purchase it. And I am just so in love. And yes, I have put it to very good use. It's part of what I do for a living. And as that, I should definitely have the tools. But sometimes you do have to give yourself permission to kind of splurge, but in reality, it's a tool for your business. So invest in your business and invest in yourself.
I know. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So most people know when to be put in integrity or taken out of integrity. And so it's fairly easy to determine if that's even an issue, because it's integrity not in terms of ethics so much as it is just what else it might impact. When we get to the need point, that's a little trickier. My view on core needs, and this is one of the reasons you have a tribe and one of the reasons you have really solid relationships with family members, is because they are most likely to be able to help you meet particular needs that you're going to keep and you're going to have. You may get them met for a short time, but some of them will come back and ask to be met again. So one of the ways we kind of take a look from the overview perspective on, is it going to present a need situation for you as in terms of a yes-no? What I use for that is, will it create a bigger dent or lack in a pre-existing need? One of the needs I happen to have is some level of inclusion. I don't have it with the general public. I don't need to be wildly popular, but I do like to be included, for example, in my professional organization's directions and decisions. I don't want a board position there because they meet really quite often and they don't need me around for all of that. And so they have given me the official title of ambassador here, of goodwill. And my responsibility for my Professional International Coach Federation, which now has 30,000 global members of like chapters around the world, my whole responsibility there is to connect my chapter to other kind of endeavors that we can participate in locally as a nonprofit with other nonprofits. And I both participate as a coach and volunteer services there for that, but I also help the chapter with visibility and involvement in larger engagements. And so on the 16th of November, I'm taking 17 coaches, and half of them are International Coach Federation coaches, for a one-day conference of Innotech, Innotech, Austin 2017, which has been, I've been participating in that 7 years now. Innotech has existed, I believe, 14 years. And we're going to have speed coaching, 30-minute sessions free for registrants there. And we'll be there all day long at the Austin Convention Center. This last week, they went to the Texas Women's Conference and did that. I also participate with them with Mission Capital, which is a resource for nonprofits here, and we provide pro bono coaching together for executives and founders and executive directors of other nonprofits. So do I need to do that? No. Does it put me in higher integrity or not to be doing that? I'm in good standing, so no. Do I want to do that? Yeah, I want to invest the time in that. And I can do some things for the organization here that most people can't do, only because I've been here a long time and I have a leadership position in the industry in that way. So, and now I have watched you make contributions in San Antonio that very few people could have made, Jennifer. bringing people together, bringing organizations together. So I think you've been living, to a great extent, in the footsteps of the INW model. You just haven't known what to call it. Integrity first, needs next, and words and wants then considered and finally.
You know, Sherry, when I think about you and just the multiple you've kind of got a pie everywhere, a finger in the pie everywhere, but that's because you're a connector. You know the professionals in the various places, and if someone is an organization and wanting to do a campaign or if they're facing challenges, more than likely you know who the potential solutions are or directions that they should head. And being a connector is really an important value to the community at large.
Well, it's one of the things that gives me most gratification. Actually, when I moved here from Houston, which was in 2002, late 2002, I brought my entire business with me, and you and I are fortunate enough to be able to do a lot of our work virtually, and that was how I was able to do that. And also, people always wanted to come to Austin. And so, whereas I was traveling to clients to some extent, they started wanting to come here to meet with me here on my turf instead of me going to theirs, which very often worked out because I worked in multiple English-speaking countries. So a lot of people really, really were willing to do the travel for me in that way. But my number one goal in moving to Austin was to gain a whole new level and quality of community. I did not do any business here in Austin for this particular business I moved here and am still in for until 2010. And that's a long time from 2002. You probably didn't know that, actually, when I was coming over to San Antonio. I was not business building.
Yeah, no, I did not. So that's good to know.
Yeah. So we have decisions to make all the time. Well, we have a little bit of time left today. And where I want this to take us into the recap and then to emerge from the recap is with also talking about setting strategy and what strategy is. And to me, your best strategy is going to work directly off the foundation of your primary natural and gained advantages. So I want to keep that in mind, and then next time we'll be able to thread back through also the other kinds of things that we've already introduced, which are knowing the values of your personal values as well as your personal needs, but also what the values and the needs of your business and the life stage that your business is in right now, what those really most require. So I'm looking forward to going over all of that with you. And kind of helping, our whole goal here is to make sense of how do you build something first and then keep building onto it or reinventing parts and pieces of it.
Yeah, absolutely. On tomorrow's show, we are going to be recapping the past week, and you're not going to want to miss it because we're trying to get an entire week's show into one show with so much knowledge shared over the course of the week. I know it's going to be difficult. But I'm positive we can make it happen. We are planning for a bit of a longer show just to accommodate, enough time, recap time for each of the segments. So thanks a lot, Sherry, for another fantastic knowledge bomb-dropping episode.
Okay. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Set a reminder for 9:30 a.m. Central every day in the month of November to listen to daily episodes of the Build Your Business Once show.